God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
A joyful noise unto the Lord. Those of you are not making joyful noise, you are not thankful to the Lord. And I'm glad that the noise that we make in church is not unto any man, it's unto the Lord. Clap your hands and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, who has given us grace, mercy, and life. Amen. I am so glad to be here again. This is my third time of coming here, and I'm in love with this church, one of the most beautiful churches we can find in the city of Accra. When you go to a place and you are invited again, it means what you said previously was good. If your prophet didn't invite me again, it means I didn't do well. So for me to come again the third time, it means I did well. Don't be jealous of me. Please clap for me for doing well. It's not easy to impress a man of God. Prophets like this who have broken through, who have seen the hand of the Lord, it's not easy to impress them. They have seen it all. Travel around. They have beauty in their eyes. So when they commend you, it means you have done well. My idea, mbon se mabe. My idea. I can never forget one day I saw him on the boob. I said, I'll preach in this man's church one day. I told myself, I'll preach in this man's church one day. I don't know where the church was. I didn't even know his name. But when I look on the boob, I said, this man, I'll preach in this church. Wow. And here I am on the pulpit, preaching this church. Wonderful. Hallelujah. He's a man of excellence. Beauty is in his eyes. Everyone in this room. Some of you have to look at the church setting and go and straighten certain things in your room. Because we need beauty. Sorry, I said carpet, curtains and things. What a shock. So we thank God for excellence, beauty, neatness. It shows that the church is serious. We are going somewhere. And you must be thankful that you are not under a shed or some tent. But this is an excellent atmosphere, condition, paintings, chairs, carpet. Oh, it means we are serious people. This is a very serious church. I've traveled a bit. I've been on platforms. I've been in auditorium. But this is an auditorium. It's an auditorium. Hallelujah. God is good. I want to thank God for the man of God. Thank you for inviting me. You're a very great man in this city. And you have looked upon me and showed me mercy to invite me. I think tomorrow we are here again. We are coming here to talk to leaders. If I were you, tomorrow independent, instead of you taking some jollof rice and go to the beach, come here rather. And come and listen to informations that will part in your life. I think your pastor will tell you exactly, but I'm coming tomorrow too. Amen. Lift your hands. Barobo, I feel the anointing. Maye kabarobo kodebela disibila ba. Lara maka sokrendi di bakalaba. Metiasia. Meti mi mao. Nase mi uswa, mi u mi ma u. Akwe ni nemo, mi e udi metiasia, see me, Messia, Father, this morning you are exalted in this house. Let the name of the Lord be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. We salute the man of God's wife. I haven't seen her today. One of the most beautiful women of all time. Beautiful. Very intelligent and very smart. Last time when we finished, we had lunch together. And the wisdom she exhibited was amazing. It's not easy to find beautiful people who are very intelligent. We thank God for the man of God. Yes, it's not easy to find beautiful women who are intelligent. Beautiful, but umbuadie. There are people who are not beautiful, but umbuadie. She has it all. Very sober, intelligent, and very beautiful. We thank God for her life. I'm here with my protocol head. Minister Nene, Minister James, Minister Junior, Minister Nene's wife, who is celebrating her birthday today. Then my beautiful wife, I've known her for the past 40 years. I know that she was in primary school. I said, "Oh, my basso, since primary school, I mean, who? Well, I said, "Oh, my basso, now you're time, mommy, because since primary school, my tarun chance my yard, dear. Oh, he'll be like about 18 with 32 children. What a shock. Thank God for her life. We have kids together, and she's been with me all this time. She's rise up, let them see. Please, honor my wife. Good. Greetings in Kwana for me time in Nina. Okay, so I've titled my message this morning, Your Identity in the Realms of the Spirit. Your identity. It means who you are in the spirit, not who you are only in the physical. When we have a church setting, who you are in the physical doesn't really matter. Yes. When we are into a church setting like this, who you are, how many buildings you have, where you have been to, how you have roamed around, doesn't really count. It is who you are in the spirit. And I'm going to narrate a story to you to show how much value we have to place on our identity. I thank God that for the apostolic visitation, your papa is bringing us to say some things that will lift up the church. Amen. Open to Acts 19. I'm reading from verses 11, Acts 19. I thank God for all the junior pastors, senior pastor that are here. I don't know all their names, and protocol people, excellent protocol, awesome protocol, who are very respectful. Thank God for your life. Clap for the protocol people and all the greeters outside. By the time you arrive, they are holding a black card welcoming you. What a shock. And then see what about sorry Fahana Kotran, see why. Mame faha. But these are people who organize you and make you get seated properly. Give it up for them for excellent work. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, someone say vagabond Jews, exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, say, "We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preacheth." And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. Verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? Turn to two, three people. Ask them, who are you? 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 And the man whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and the Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Verse 19, my last verse. Many of them also which used curious acts brought their books together and bent them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. What a shock. I say, what a shock. Now, this scripture is a very strong and loaded scripture. And it's very, 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 very important because there was a confrontation between a principality, a spirit, versus pastor's children. The Bible said, and Paul was working miracles in Ephesus. This incident informed me that what you see a man do doesn't mean you can do same. Oh, you didn't hear me well. This scripture shows that when you see a man doing something, it is not necessarily mean that you can also do the same. You must be anointed to do what you do. You must always be anointed to do what you should do. Don't do something without the anointing. Because in every calling, there are challenges and fightings and principalities and spirit behind every calling. For example, worship. You don't just want to say that I have a voice, so I must lead. Who told you that you have a voice, you can lead worship? Who told you that? Because by the time you are standing on the pulpit leading worship, you know, principalities and powers are fighting you because Satan was the act of worship in heaven. And since he lost the throne, he said, woe betide the inhabitants of the earth here. And since he came on earth here, he has not left worshippers for free at all. That is why a lot of challenges and principalities and sin, pregnancies and fornicators and things are all in the worship team. It's a serpentine spirit. Area. So you don't just say that I want to be part of worship, I want to lead worship. You must be anointed to lead the worship so that God himself will protect you for what you do. Oh, say, pastor, preach. If you want to be part of protocol, you don't just say that I will my battery trap by white. I want to no. You must be anointed because the bullet coming to the pastor, if you are not standing strong, it will bypass the pastor and hit you. Oh, make us up, say, pastor, preach. You must not just be a woman and say, I want to be part of women fellowship. You know the witches in women fellowship. There are witches in women fellowship. Telling you. So by the time God is calling to lead the women, you must be fortified. You must have the charisma. You must be a prayerful woman. Or unto me, lady. Say, pastor, preach. I feel like I can lead the women. So called. Who has anointed you to lead the women? These women, by the time they're looking at you twice, you can't lead again. You're a bit bold, no? Or am I preaching? So I'm saying that what you see a man do doesn't mean you can do same. The Bible said, and Paul was working miracles. The miracle was so intense that they will rob handkerchief and apron on his body. And they will use the same thing to go and touch sick people. And there's healing. That's how powerful Paul was. And the Bible said there were some sons of Sceva. There were seven of them. There were sons of Sceva. The Bible said their father was the chief of the priest. A chief of priest means you are a teacher to teachers. You are a pastor to pastors. They will read the scroll and interpret it and go and teach other priests to go and teach other people. So that's how smart and intelligent they are. chief of the priest. And the Bible said they have sons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 macho sons. And they saw Paul work miracles in Ephesus. And then they said, this thing that Paul is doing, I think we can do the same. And so they call upon demons. Then they went to a house where there was a demon-possessed person. And then they remembered and the style and the way Paul used to do it. They saw and they formed in their mind the way Paul used to do it. So the first thing they said was that, we have come in the name of Jesus, whom Paul has been preaching. We don't preach it. It is Paul we've been preaching it. That's the first mistake they made. Who Paul preached? Put it on the screen. And that was the major mistake they made. See, Paul is the one who's been preaching about Jesus. We have come in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. You are not responsible for what is happening here. We are thriving and copy. Then they also do same in the name of Jesus, whom Paul has been preaching. Come out of this man. So there were seven of them, commanding the demon in the man to come out. Commanding. Muntutu. Mumfini trimu. Mumfini winimu. Mumfini nasumu. Commanding demons to come out. Don't go and be casting out devil when you are not anointed. I remember one woman, when she heard some preachings, took a bus to the hometown and said that, well, the pastor said we should somersault all the leg bars and things in our hometown. She entered the hometown with some people and they started removing all the leg bars and things. The following year, she died. You don't go and topple demons and images in your hometown when you are not anointed. She died. Yeah. Leading the people. She fell sick, couldn't resurrect. Because when the spirits begin to wage war against her, she has no barrier. She has no barrier. You don't do things because people are doing it. You humble yourself and learn. And make sure you are anointed to do what you are doing. Without anointing, you are not called. You are not called to do what you are doing. Oh, say, Pastor, preach. Come out of the man. Come out of his ears. And I don't know whether the guy was sitting or standing or whether. And they come out. Come out in the name of Jesus, who Paul has been preaching. Then the guy was just quiet. So when he received the instructions and the commandments from the people, then he sensed in his spirit that they were empty. He sensed in his spirit that these guys know. One more year, stupid. Then the guy looked, cried, and said, First of all, I'm sure he counted them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. The Bible said there were seven of them. I should come out. As I grew up in Amudiwa. And the Bible said the demon rose up, charged on them. And before he charged of them, he said something that brought me the premises of my preaching. And the information was that, you guys are commanding me to come out. But Jesus, I know. We know the source of his power, authority, and his anointing. We know that Jesus was anointed to do God's work. Paul, I also know. His source of strength and anointings and power. But you, who are ye? Who are ye means he's questioning their integrity and their source of strength and power. And he can see in the spirit that they were empty. Oh, am I preaching? He can also see in the spirit that they were not anointed to do what they are. They are just copy. Jesus, I know. When he commands us to come out, we don't even wait for the sentence to be over. We are out. like the man at Gadarenes. The moment he came, they went to the beach and knelt before him. He said, "Have you come to cast us before our time?" He said, "Hey, if you don't want trouble, leave the body." He said, "We are legions and we are many." Theologians said there were about 6,000 demons in the man. And then the demons begged. They begged, though. It means Jesus carries authority. They begged him and they left his body and entered into pigs. And the pigs went and drowned in the sea. It doesn't waste time. When he finished, he went back to the boat and returned. Paul, he's so powerful that even aprons were healing the sick. But young boys like you, you have come to my house, stood over me. What's it mean to? Who are ye means it's a big question. Who do you think you are? It means he can see in the spirit and discern that they were empty and they were not anointed. Oh, are you here? So who are you? When a demon say who are you, it means you are empty. Let me say this and don't get angry with me. This is my third time. Men say me business. Wow. It doesn't matter who you are, where you sit. It doesn't matter how close you are to the pastor. It doesn't even matter whether you are the one painting this church. You can be painting this church, but you are empty. You can be close to the pastor, but you are dry. Stay away from the prophet. The prophet is coming. The prophet is coming. Charlie. But you are empty. Who is she? Say, pastor, preach. Me patchomon check is say, prophet one. Catch and say, Auntie Adley, Ajua Waba. Then they tell the prophet, but what? You're empty. So your dressing, your authority in the church means nothing. It is who you are in the spirit. That is what matters. So the demon said, "Who are you? Who do you think you are?" And he was so upset and angry, the Bible said he rose up, chased them, leap upon them, beat them, wounded them, and naked them. Read the scriptures. If demons can chase a man, wound you and naked you, it means you are nothing. So it's not what you wear. It is not where you sit. Who perform through padudu? The amount of front will pay now with whom we now perform. Osha, Please. Find a place and sit and shut up over there. I said, what? Find a place and sit and shut up over there. You can be in front row, but you are empty. Don't pride yourself in front row and back row and middle row. Sit anywhere. This is church. There's nobody's name on any seat. Oh, I'm preaching, cry. And work on yourself. And grow in the spirit. Oh, am I preaching? And listen to this. I don't care what car you have parked outside. I need a car nicely to drive. But it doesn't matter what car you have parked outside. You can park Lexus 570 2022 and still you are empty. If what we are depends on our world, then we'll go and borrow money from the bank and enrich ourselves and be prominent before God. But money doesn't mean anything to God. And I have come to level on you the things that you must do to carry weight in the spirit. That's why I'm here today. It is not where you sit. It is not the kind of songs you lead. You're empty.
when you bring Satawale to this building, he can sing better than you. If you bring a prostitute from Agbajena, you bring a prostitute from Agbajena and you give her the mic, what she can sing, Ebeshoko, that is called talent and gift, but she's empty. So don't pride in your gifts, because your kind of gift, there are many of them in the building. Please. That what you are exhibiting is just gift and talent. There are so many of them at Achimota here. I said what? There are so many of them. Gift is nothing, it's the anointing. And guess what? Anointing is not cheap. Anointing is not in the shop for you to buy. Anointing is not like my anointing. It's not cheap. And guess what? There's no shortcut to the anointing. It is the same old way. It is the same old way. You can have an iPad and the iPad is upgraded. You can have a phone. Last, when I was 70 years, 60 years. Hey, because 70 did that. 60 years. A pastor friend gave me a phone. I was using some old phone. A normal new phone. Share. Upgrading me what? Share. Oh, sorry. Now we are back. We have to say, wow. There's no upgrade on the anointing. It's the same way. There's no shortcut to the anointing. It's the same way. It's fasting. It's prayer. It's word. It's worship. The love of God. And waiting upon God. These are the premises to release the anointing. Utihona, we see fake kakaka, fefefe, and our painting blue and white and these flowers were baby, so fasting. Fear fair. A Jewamon Prapraha, who's on fasting. You don't have fasting. You don't have prayer. I've come to tell you that there is no shortcut to the anointing. If you want to be in this church and carry weight in the spirit, it's not because you know the pastor too well, it is what you do in private. Oh, am I preaching at all? It is what you do in private. Prayer. Joel chapter 2 verse 12. Put on the screen. Joel 2 12. Therefore also now says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Turn to me. It means by the time you are coming into my presence, you must be in the mood of fasting. You must be a fasting person. Oh, pastor, me per fasting, but me ndronu, eh? But ye kakra. Udi ndronu, my excuse, dodo. Into chin kushano, pastor. I must say, pastor, say I'm fasting. Someone me send me the me ndronu intino. Fasting, dear. Say, pastor, preach. But if you have to carry weight in the realms of this, for demons to know who you are, you need to fast. And upgrade your spirit, man. Your increase in your spiritual personality is not how many eggs you fry. It is not how many sausage you are frying. Why? Doris Radia. But all the demons in your hometown, they know you. unye si wa pe awaba mo hwe ne hunhun ma mo man on kita hwe mo man asma kakra mame na mo fa ntechi wan ka ho we ni unu ha oni hwe mo fa mo man stroke nka ho ma oni hwe then they throw it at you. You go to a funeral, then they throw it at you. Why? Because you are empty. And whilst, do you know that demons know people more than God knows them? Demons know people more than God knows them. That's why the demons said, who are you? It means we are examining, we are nothing. And guess what? Their pastor is the chief of the priests. I have children. My wife, he says, she'll tell you, never once in my life am I asking you, are you going to church? Are you going to church? For what? You are following me to church. I just want to know which of the service are you coming? Saubet trans will fear, says, consider do panel dampaso, and you are in trouble with me. I won't even ask you to come to church. That's Oga. That's what I'm sorry. And I'm on car, sorry. And I'm on camo. Really? This morning I have to come to church early and lead worship. And my children were. Sometimes I'll spark the car and be at the entrance again. Open the gate and pay me, go. You see them running with their sandals and running. Say, every time I spark my car, to know that it is not cheap, it is not the mansion you are living in. It is not the car you are driving. It is what you do in the spirit. Not to a kia. And never kwa sorry na. And I'm coming pesa mi konsu. And drum mi ko bo mi tinu. Asa chichre mi kakra. Inti nede ye best skip it. Worship no. But all the same no. Mami wine bin amin no wine. Sunday. Instead of you coming to his presence to hear God's word, no. And how many hours did you teach you? 7 hours. Seven hours. You are doing your hair. It is Sunday service, no. Or escape it. The following Sunday. Okay, I'm sorry. And run make ye. A year na be nantia sa ko ye na sinti a mame nine no. I say a jenin hunka kra the following Sunday. The following Sunday. Okay, I'm sorry. A person me call. But me make up yam you soon, make up no foundation assign. The foundation is finished. The mean foundation. And some I build you upon it. Look at such flimsy excuses. So you see people come to church this Sunday. The following Sunday, they are not there. And if you check their reason, the reasons are nothing. Oh, am I preaching here? My wife herself, she will tell you, if you don't come to church, I will ask you. Now, send me say, Bisa or no. One can say, you will find it very difficult to miss church another Sunday. Because our life is the Lord. We grew up out of nothing. My parents were divorced. I went, fine handsome boy like me. I was a house boy. Fine handsome boy at Kokomebe House on my 32. I was a house boy there for 5 years. Now me pra. And you think I'll joke with the Lord? Brahma Breno. And moi say, is mine. Shit. The mercy was my portion. My wife, I got to rice cooker and I'm cooker. And said, anything for the mercy? He said, no, it's in the rice cooker. So what's wrong with you? Please, bend the rice. One day, last week, maybe if you happen, I made a mercy. So, I told him, I'm going to shit. I say, what's the smell in the house? Mr. Monashi. Mr. Dapashi. Because my parents say, rice cooker, it's disturbing me. The rice cooker is disturbing my meals. It's disturbing me.
Then I forgot where I hid the rice. 3 days I didn't find the rice. But when I put the rice, it was just one. Let me stand. It's a black in the say, huh? My kind of ya. He said, I will punish poverty power one day. Say, Pastor, preach. Fasting. So Joel said, turn unto the Lord with fasting. That is where your weight is. That is where your spiritual increase is. That is where you increase your weight. That demons will see you and know that, no, this one can't. This is a no-go area. Fasting. And guess what? You don't only fast because the church is fast. You must have your own private fasting. Because the church's fasting is January. Why be June, July, then December. So I'm not fasting. But your challenges are not the church's challenges. So sometimes you declare your own fast. I can't imagine me eating the whole week. It's not possible. Demons, no dust. Make me feel like Mateo. Share. 9 miles from Volta region. Demons will hop. Oh, am I preaching here? So I don't joke with fasting because my mom's and phone. One more dust soon. I saw my father go to Scotland Yard, arrive in Accra. Brass band and bass came to the airport. They took all of us, myself and Reverend Steve, my twin brother, who were little. We went to our hometown. When we got to the entrance of our hometown, they dipped my father's feet into blood. Then they put beads around him. Then they put powder on him. My father went into the hometown. They sat together and poured pito in a calabash. And then they said, the gods of the village have taken him and brought him back. When we returned from our village, my father was never the same again till he died. My hometown, Likwe Mate Abrani. My father died in front of me. He was just the doctor said all his intestines are spoiled with alcohol. Your father will not live. I was there. He opened his mouth. The doctor said he's gone. I said he's gone. He drank his destiny. That's why we didn't finish school. I went to Aquana series. We didn't finish school. He drank our school fees, our socks, our sandals, our books. He drank all. My father, he drank all. Our school fees, whatever. As of today, I'm standing here. I don't know what I got in my Form 5 living. I'm sure, sir, I failed part because a comma I did trust I exam. Let me see. Then we saw the headmaster coming. Then my brother looked at me. I also told my brother, so what do you do? Then we pack our books. Then we put it in our pocket. We have to write an example. Then we stood up. Then the vigilator said, "Why are you going?" So we are going to woo. We are twins. Anytime one person wants to woo, another person wants to woo. Then we step out. And then we went to the street. Aquinas and we come to meet. We walk to Asalam down. Those school fees. And then Yamia Jemia. Me feel jagro. I don't joke with God. Unfasting. The baby be fasting. Pastor say fasting. I shall say that. Oh, mommy, I shall say that. Come on, I must say. Urefi, I shall say that. The devil, who did it? I've come to rebuke you that you are eating too much. What fooling now, baba? Who did it do? You must fast the old way so you can increase spiritual weight in your spirit. If you can spend 6 hours at the salon doing your hair and you can't spend 5 hours fasting, you have a problem. Oh, am I preaching? 1 Peter 4, chapter 7. 1 Peter 4, 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. The second point is prayer. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch. It means don't be blind. It means watch. Open your spiritual eyes and watch unto prayer, because the days are evil.
Shall we pray?
You not pray till we gather another Friday again. So after you, your prayer is in the church. But you need to have your private prayers. Me, I pray more in my private life than church. Because church, you don't move. But I have topics and I have prayer topics. And the pastor is not bringing my topics. So I pray with the church. But when I go into my prayer closet, I have my own topics. Then I'm watch unto prayer. Number one is fasting. Number two is prayer. So you can increase your way, because you come from a lack play. And you come from a place called Agbosome. Don't be fooled in Accra here. What about Accra? Where do you want to go bank? Who shall sleep? Who drive a Picanto? Say, who shall Agbosome? And Agbosome town. It's called the cow has become human beings. Agbo, Agazuabe. When cows are turning to human beings, you are eating and sleeping. You sleep in the morning, you sleep in the afternoon, you sleep in the evening, you sleep at midnight, you sleep at dawn, you watch TV, you watch you the TV na oche. So you are looking nice, living the beautiful house, but you are empty. Why? Because you don't pray. But the Bible says, watch unto prayer. Oh, am I preaching? Why are you quiet on me? Is it because I'm becoming too hard? Oh, may preach house are becoming too hard. Me preach amount. Brahma branch and me ban. I don't pray Brahma brand, because I have to dodge my trimmer. I have to dodge certain protocols to be here. Until my ban, but I'm preaching because my branch and me ban. I didn't come here comfortably at all. I said, I'm going to do my mission. I have to go and preach for Prophet Ali. You know, Prophet Ali is one of my best prophets. I said, I forgot. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to Prophet Ali's church. Okay. Why do you say you are going? I said, hey, I'm going to Prophet Ali's church. I told you. So are you going now? I said, I'm going. I'm even late. The calls are coming. Let's discuss. I said, time. My protocol came to the entrance of the door. Reverend, the prophet is calling. I said, I'm coming. Fasting. Prayer. The next one is worship. WWW. Worship. Matthew chapter 4 verse 8. Put on the screen. As a church member, one of the ways to increase your weight is worship. And worship is not just singing. We are coming into it. This is the only part of the service that we relate to God without the pastor. You don't need pastor. You don't need protocol. It is between you and God. And also, know every Sunday since I share as a fiancé, you have never met worship before. Why are you contentious about her? Okay. Now me kungwa no waho. Okay. Catch a prophet say, Auntie Yaba, Auntie Yaba. Your power, Omehumi. She said, look at you. But do you know what? You can die tomorrow. You can die tomorrow. But your worship can bring you salvation. When you come to church, you are even fortunate that you are not kneeling on stones, but you're kneeling on carpet. Go on your knees. Yeah, to do. Yeah, my ancestors. worshiping, then you are remembering how you have suffered and how far God has brought you. So you're on your knees in humility to thank God for how far he has brought you. And the properties you have, and the house you are building, and the husband you have, and the job that you have, and the fact that you can even get up in the morning and go to work and come back, and your children who are growing, you are just humbling yourself. And then kneel on the ground and start singing. Oh, yeah, me young kolo kwari fo. Mami, mami, otisa diko ewe ya osa trada nase obra swachi ribwa. Remembering, oh yeah, me cry retreat refo. Oh yeah, me yo kolo kwari fo. Let me see, mommy. You're worshiping. You're worshiping. You forget about your husband. You forget about your child. You forget about your friends. Around where you are sitting, you humble yourself, put pride aside on your knees and worship him. And the one leading to, you have to be in the spirit. Untumin didi. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sandubaya. Why are you worshiping? Joyce, NM 10. Your 10. You must be waiting upon the Lord for songs. You must be in the spirit for the worship. I can never come to Sunday church service without praying like 2-3 hours for 50 minutes of worship. Because my worship is touching a life. It's not a concert. It's not a concert. Worship, okay, empty, no substance. The people are seated waiting. Now read the scripture again. The devil taketh him up onto a exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and his glory. Go. And says unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Go. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Lucifer came to Jesus and said, you know what? I know why you are here. You've been sent from heaven on earth here for an assignment. Don't worry yourself. Give me an act of worship, prophet. Then they said, all the kingdoms of the world and its glory is yours. Oh, what kind of business is that? The Bible didn't talk about continuous worship. He was just looking for an act of worship. So for an act of worship that Lucifer is giving the kingdoms of the glory to him, it means there is something in the worship. There is something in the worship we don't know. People don't know that there is healing in worship. Go and Google Benny Hinn's miracles. He doesn't pray for the sick. It's worship. So by that, that is why when we are worshiping, we don't expect you to walk around. Now no cook. Now no way. Now wake up. Now way back. No. All doors must be shut. Everything must stop around this compound. We are into worship. You come to our church. By the time I went to know, tell him my mimi back, my cook back. Who are chewing gum? There's movement. Why are there movement? My casa, my bread, my minka waha. Because of all the, when there's worship, enter the building. Look at the time of worship. enter the building before the worship, because you never know that there can be a visitation of miracle. And as for you, since the beginning of this year, every Sunday, brother, worship is over. Oba, worship is over. Osora, obo fukakra. Ejewa, obo fumami. Yane serve, yane tem. Asante for there. Ye prefufu on Sunday. One in tem, one in tem. Yane tem, wo mami. Che, sausage su mami. We are my pure juice, we prepare pure juice. By the time they finish fufu and pure juice, time may come. Time may come. And it's Sunday after Sunday. One of these days, tell him, Kweku, Kweku, Dibia move for Nopa, Sunday, make on worship, it's over. This Sunday, there, Fufuno Embasso. Others say, Ujami, and now Fufuno, Uben will be with our. There must be a revolution on this thing, because every time you come into church, worship is over. Obama, Obama, Ben, Oh, people for Sunday morning, was said, Oh, but so just sorry. Are you annoyed? Oh, I don't even care at all. I'm preaching the word of God. Value worship, because there's power in the worship. The sons of Sceva didn't have prayer. They didn't have fasting. That's why they were empty. You carry weight as a result of worship. Cannot drive. You have no worship. There must be worship CD in your car. Spark, because when you be a bomb power of fear, into spark a car now, worship must come out of your system. And the presence of the Lord must fill the car. And when you rise up in the bedroom, put on your machine and let the worship come out of there. Worship must be part of, because it carries oil. And guess what? There's a presence that goeth before you, called the ark of his presence, even before you go. You can never miss it. A car who have lost its brakes, coming on 37 road, because of worship, an angel will punch your tire and there's flat tire, so that stupid vehicle will pass. That's how God guides you through worship. Oh, am I preaching here? Pastor, now can be per worship, but I mean worse. No? But you know people's number. You know Kweku's number. You know a pastor's number. You know your sister's number. You know you have memorized people's number, but you don't know worship. Every day one day myself and my wife, we went to New York on a pastor's 48th. Mata, was it 48th? 48th birthday. Yet it was 58th. Then they play some songs. Do a habeshio. Get ready. Then they started. Angela. Then the church members came out. Angela, don't know Mutu. But you don't know the church's worship song. Then you have a problem. And I couldn't. Then the pastor said, hey, remember, see. They have surrounded together and they were carrying drinks. Angela. Wow, look. Some of you go to parties, carry whiskey, singing. Booba to pop. Angela. Uba sorape. Aso ya kola pa. Aso nimushi. Unimushi. When you be a papa, hana wa ye din a oti wasa. She. Ye do two party wasa. Talwa le tunyuma. Unimi na tu. I am in whom video TV move. Now say, Angela, humble yourself. There's no weight in Angela, but there's weight. Oh, you know, I am a young, no, carry food. That's where the weight is. Presence, Value the worship in your room. Value the worship in your car. Value the worship in your hall. Let the whole house be into worship.
I've been thinking. We are not part of sovereign. It's too loud what they had to do. I'm a pen of quiet. But I said, why you worship? So I tell my mean. Your wife is creating an atmosphere of worship. It means you now when you believe I did that. There is no believer who despises worship. There is no believer who despises. Any believer who despises worship is a pretender. Oh, am I preaching here? Psalm 27, verse 14. We have spoken about fasting. We have spoken about prayer. We have spoken about worship. Now I want to talk about waiting. The www. Waiting. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thee. It shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's a command. And today, Christian prophet, it looks like waiting is of the thing of the past. You talk about waiting, you know. Oh, I said waiting, they came. Waiting and came here. And you now said, push out as a refi. That's what you call waiting to carry weight. Waiting upon the Lord to carry weight. When you have a sister who wants to marry you, she say, my sister, my sister come. Nah, when you're bar, over so far, no. Nah, Marco Chinese restaurants, Biarica. So, me say, are you a madam or you a girl? Nah, I'm sana. Person me waro. I'm going to call restaurant. My transfer restaurant. Please, I need both of you a chairs. My transfer restaurant. Now, Motiwa, bring the chair. But your first thing. Nancy. I've been watching you from afar. I've been really be admiring you. And the Lord has spoken to me. And today, I brought you to this restaurant to just make my declaration and declare my intention. I said, I have come. So, I have a surprise for you. Now, sorry. More regal restaurant. Now. Kotorika. Get on the ring, be heard that ship. Baby, I'm fine, me fancy, my baby. Aha, made me book here, but now. Aha, be a center page in a shot here. Then you open. You open where the ring is. Wait here. Please. Nancy, will you marry me? Now, so Nancy, Utia Kessia. Now, get a ring, you know. Now, maybe she was somewhere. She may ring with this arbitrary. She may share. Oh, yes. Oh, beautiful. For my dear mom. Enti Oshewi ala makofie. So that's the whole marriage. Just a lifetime destiny was proposed to you over a Chinese restaurant.
before the man is proposing to you, go and wait it. Go and wait it. Before you accept. Because you don't know what kind of man is it. There are people who have proposed, people who have wives and children to die. There are people who are murderers. Who are dangerous. It's original. Don't be deceived by this beard. By the time he's proposing to you, know, go on waiting. And then you call a restaurant up there. Oh, could you surprise us? You cannot accept a lifetime proposal, a forever marriage over a restaurant. You must go on waiting. Because it's life. That is why we have so many divorces in our churches today. We have more divorces in our church, more than outsiders. Recently, a couple in our church, beautiful, handsome boy and beautiful girl, I went and do 2 years. I courted for 6 years. And so I know why. All the church, sir, you were waiting. And then our marriage is how many years? 32 years. And then we did 6 months. Because there's no worry. Because my parents want me pressure. Okay. Oh, it's nice. Sir. Because it's a lifetime thing. You need Nancy. Are you married? Why are you lucky? And so we go waiting to be sure of their proposal. There are businesses people have entered into. There was no prayer and waiting. And they have invested money, and the money is sick. Dubai business be ono udi kenke kwa enya sekwitoa itire ese eswa a whole ship of kenke na work of so sky now their man okoya we won hulu bio prophet prophet, can you imagine that umusi kenke in Italy missing because you there was no, you didn't hear from God. So the Bible said in Psalm 20, wait, there's a scripture in Isaiah 40 verse 31. Put on screen. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Put on screen. They that wait upon the Lord. It means there's waiting. They that wait upon shall renew. It means you are weak in your thoughts, in your mind, in your heart. But when you go on waiting, your strength is renewed. They shall mount up wings as it means obey a lamb, to say eagle. They shall run and not be weary. It means you cannot be tired. See, once you go on waiting, see, I'm not for bad, so it's here. That's on my lem. I ain't found yet. And Nama Guma dream. You're born, Sama, unborn, Sam. You're really a unfree. Yes, they are unstree. You're dying. Can we all turn to the Lord? Near turning. Say, I didn't know you were Sammy. Probably, and to me, nothing moves you. Why? Because your spirit is down. Leave your house. Go to the Bree Mountains. Check in the guest room and wait upon the Lord. Put off your phone. Put off your social media, whatever it is, and spend time in waiting and hear from God. By the time you come out, your strength is renewed. And you mount up wings like the eagle. And your strength comes up because you have gone on waiting upon the Lord. Oh, am I preaching here?
Let's not be church Christian. So I spoke about worship. I spoke about prayer. I spoke about fasting. I spoke about waiting. I talked about word. Word is Proverbs 13:13. Put on the Proverbs 13:13. Proverbs 13:13. Nancy, please sit down. Those of you chairs I took, have your chairs back. Prophet, whoso disparted the word shall be destroyed. It means the word is precious. Christians don't read Bibles anymore. There's no Bible studies among friends. What are they going to do? Gossip. When was the last time we sat and we are reading God's word and studying the Bible? It's as if reading the Bible is of the past. I know your face. Nancy, there's no Bible study. And now for any concern. No Bible study. But that is where your weight is. If you have to increase, if you have to say, in the name of Jesus, you have to have the word. Whoso despised the word, Shabbos means by the time where the word of God leaves your heart, you're already destroyed. Amen. The devil doesn't fear your coat, he fears the amount of word you have in your heart. Word. I'm finishing. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. Watch this. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. Nancy, a great door is open unto me, but the adversaries are many. And the adversaries are a stumbling block to my great door. A quiet beer, my man. But there are many adversaries. But when you are empty, how do you fight adversaries? A quiet beer, my man. A brooch, a beer, my man. But a beautiful namquanso. Now, a government, I'm on contract, but they are friends who are wizards. There are people who practice occult. They double, they talk to mommy water in the night. There are office people. Do you have an office? You're a businessman? Who's car? Sure. Now grow. There are competition in the system. And some of the competitors are into the occult world. Am I preaching here? But there are many adversaries. They are contending with a certain contract, but they are using other spirits for the contract. What are you using? Wa unye worship. Wa unye prayer. Wa unye fasting. So how do you contend? Many doors have been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, my last scripture. I'm finishing. I feel the anointing. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Somebody say, let's all read together. Everybody go. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Be sober. My brother, what's your name? Philip, be sober. But be vigilant. Because you're addressing the devil. He's roaring. It's as a roaring lion walketh about. Seeking whom? Whom is he looking for? He's looking for the weak ones. He's looking for the weak ones. Have you been watching Discovery? Animals and things. You see that the lion is waiting. When the bulls are marching, Uncle Ho is watching to see the ones that are slacking,
and they are weak, lacking behind, who are not catching up with the many. But we as we weak, then he devours you. Those are the people that the devil is looking for. They are not fasting. They are weak. So we are all moving, but the Bible says, like a royal seeking whom? The weak ones among us. I pray that this year you will not be weak. I said, this year you will not be weak. This year you catch up with the race. I see you carrying rate. In Acts chapter 19, verse 10, the Bible said they were vagabonds. It means they were just bad heart people. Or children, or Kaneshi, or to me. He's just a vagabond. He's so stabilized. If I've come to this church, you want to make this place your church? Baby, make this place your church. If you want to make this place your church, make this place your church. A prophet, no, I say, where was she? Where now? Where was she? Where is she? Where now? We are very smart. We're ditto, ditto. The next day, Usanwaha, you're a vagabond. If you want to make this church your church and this prophet your prophet, then stay here. Stay here. The Bible said they were exorcists. So there are reasons why they couldn't cast out, because one, they were vagabonds. Two, they were exorcists. Exorcists means they are into curious acts. Ubaha, ubompa, nsuko okrum, uko okrasia, na wo ye nyama nyama, ugunsa. Shushushemu. There are people who practice occultism when even though they are in church. They go to Votarigi, go to Winiba, Abachi Festival. They are there, but you come to church. You are an exorcist. Such people don't carry weight. Cannot serve God and serve mama. Stay at one course. Serve God. All things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Oh, am I preaching? Because I want to pray that the next time I see you, your weight has increased. You have shut up the bar. Declare your fast. Spend hours in prayer. Wait upon the Lord. Have the word of God, and your life will never be the same. I love you. I'll give you. I love you all. I love you all. Your identity. Ask the person, who are you? May God knows you. He will know you through fasting. He will know you through the word of God. He will know you through worship. He will know you through waiting upon him. That's how God will know you. Lift your hands. My time is up. Mayakata baka lobo. I feel the anointing in the house. Ask the Lord to strengthen you in the spirit. I feel the whole anointing. Mikra.
Yeshiva.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/Samuel Addison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.